Advertising your business with GCN is simple, effective,
and more affordable than you might think.
Visit advertise.gcnlive.com for more info. Take your business to the next level.
If you don't want to hear real facts on social and political issues, then stop listening now. Otherwise, stay right here for real issues, real facts, with real people.
His name is Joe.
Instead of fighting with these people, what I do is I throw stats at them. Let them go with it.
The Adventures of Joe.
But I've actually even got to the point now when somebody starts arguing with me, prove your facts. I go, now.
All right, what do you say, Joe? What do you say to that?
You didn't prove yours. Mine, you can find at the CDC or on the FBI website. You need to do your own homework. Because when you spoon feed them, even when you do that, they tell you you're wrong, even though they have nothing to back it up with. Just like AOC. Nothing.
Hey, Joe.
It hadn't been forgotten, Joe.
I'm going to deal with topics and issues that will make you think. The lines are open. You can reach me at 855-REAL-JOE, 855-732-5563.
It's the Joe Messina Show.
The third and final hour of election night here at Realside Radio. It is great being with you on this wonderful evening, no matter where you are. If you're listening in the car, or you're driving in your truck, or you're just listening at home, you might have the TV screen on as well watching it, but you're going to get the best election coverage here as the returns return on us. Walker down to 49.4%. Warnock at 48.5 at 86% coming in. Listen, these are the big races. These are the ones that count. We're focused on Georgia. We're focused on Pennsylvania. By the way, Fetterman 49.3, Oz 48.2. That's at 72%. A lot of the southwestern Pennsylvania, outside Pittsburgh, a lot of the outside suburbs of Philadelphia and central Philadelphia in our Pennsylvania are now starting to come in. So that is getting really, really close. New Hampshire was, it was Lucy in the football. I say this every couple of years. New Hampshire, it's always a potential. And it just doesn't happen. Maybe one day, I don't know, but you know, I've been to New Hampshire, you're right next to Vermont, you're right next to bordering Massachusetts. It's a very, very blue area, folks. Hassan, took it and they've called it as well. We are looking at, now Arizona. And it's still 51%. There is still a big split between Kelly and Masters on that. It doesn't look like they've updated any numbers yet because that looks like it's just all the mail-in vote at 58% over 39%. So, listen, we are early stages of this evening. Are we seeing the massive tsunami of a red wave that has been predicted? It's not panning out as much as we had thought. I think you've got some real nice areas like Florida and Texas. Beto is a three-time loser. Are the Democrats going to continue to invest in this guy? He just doesn't seem to... I don't know what the attraction is to him by the Democrats. He just doesn't seem to be an attractive candidate for a vast majority of Texans. So three-time loser there. They've just called Kemp over Abrams with 86% in Georgia. That's the governor's race. You already know DeSantis by 20 points over Charlie Crist. 20 points! I mean, that is the definition of a drubbing. A drubbing. Good to see. Very, very nice to see. But there haven't been, I'm not looking at any turnovers yet. Everything is GOP holds or Democrat holds, such as New Hampshire. Colorado's a Democrat hold. Missouri is a GOP hold, with Schmidt. Rubio in Florida is a GOP hold. We're not seeing the results yet coming in from these big, big states that we need to see. And Pennsylvania, it might take all night. It might take a couple, 3 days. That's the problem with this. And my goodness, Walker is at 49.4%. Again, if you're just joining us, I'm going to repeat myself here for those that have been with me all night. Walker needs to get to 50% to avoid a runoff. And I've said all along, I've said it for months, Walker needs to win tonight. Because if he doesn't win tonight, there's going to be $100, $200, $300 million that's going to be funneled into the Warnock campaign by the big Democrat money nationwide, and Walker will not have Kemp's coattails. Let's be honest. Walker is not the greatest candidate. He's good. He's smart, a lot smarter than people give him credit for. He's got a history of success and achievement in his life. But he's not the best candidate. Let's be honest. And so at 49.4%, he's 6/10 of a point away with 86% reporting in the state of Georgia. It's a little bit nerve-wracking now. It's a little bit nerve-wracking. So, you know, we are just looking at the raw numbers here, folks. We're looking at real numbers, not what-ifs. 73% in Pennsylvania, Fetterman at 49.2, Oz at 48.3. So now Oz is within a percentage point. This is big news, folks. Mehmet Oz is at 48.3%. Fetterman is at 49.2, so that is 0.9% difference between Oz and Fetterman. The red districts are now starting to be counted. So it's big difference where it was an hour ago. It was 16% difference. Big, big difference. So here's the question for everybody. And this is something that I honestly don't know the answer to. Okay? If the Republicans barely take the Senate, let's call it one seat, maybe two. If they take the seat, the Senate by one seat, they take the House by, let's say, 20 seats. Nowhere close to a red wave. Nowhere close. I was around in 1994. I remember Newt Gingrich's 64? In 2010 with Obama. This isn't a red wave so far, folks. What does it look like tomorrow if you are a Republican and you are a Democrat? We're going to have James Bradley to talk about this after the break here at Realside Radio. Whiskey Dave here in the chair. We've got a lot more coming up in the third and final hour here at Realside Radio. Don't go away.
Are you 60 plus and love to travel? Introducing the Senior Travel Discount Network, brought to you by Low Cost Airlines. Call us anytime, day or night, and save up to 75% on your airline and hotel reservations. We can help you save a ton of money to fly almost anywhere. We have inside discounts on over 500 airlines and 500,000 hotels worldwide. And when you call and mention the discount code 60 plus, we'll give you an extra free night with your qualified air and hotel reservation. Now you can get the best prices on air and hotel reservations with your phone. We make it easy and fast for you to save money and book a trip. Remember, call the Senior Travel Discount Network. Mention the discount code 60 plus for your free hotel night with your qualified reservation. Call now.
210-526-2010. 210-526-2010. 210-526-2010. That's 210-526-2010.
Term life insurance. It can be a powerful way to protect your assets and your family. You work hard to earn and save your money to build a nest egg for the future. Don't let it get wiped out because you didn't plan ahead. Take the time now and make a small investment in $500,000 or more in quality term life insurance. Call the Term Lifeline and let us shop the best companies to give you the lowest rates. We specialize in policies of $500,000 and above. Ask about some of our 10 and 20 year fixed rate plans with guaranteed rates. Call the Term Lifeline right now for your free insurance quote. 800-957-6070. 800-957-6070. You owe it to yourself to protect your family and your assets. Make term life insurance part of that plan. Call the Term Lifeline right now. 800-957-6070. 800-957-6070.
Jake was in big trouble with the IRS. He owed how much?
$92,000.
Ouch. The IRS left no room for Jake to breathe.
They put a lien on my house, took all the money out of my bank account, took money out of my paychecks. So it was a nightmare.
He needed help fast.
I figured that all these companies were the same until I called Federal Tax Management. You could just tell they knew what they were talking about. Right then and there, I felt like I had some hope.
Stop the liens, levies, and garnishments fast and qualify for one of several special IRS programs that could reduce or even eliminate your tax debt. So, how'd it go for Jake?
They did what they said they would do. They came through for me. I ended up saving an unbelievable amount. I was so jazzed. I was extremely happy.
If you owe more than $10,000 in back taxes, take Jake's advice.
Give Federal Tax Management a phone call. If they help me, they can help anybody.
Call the Federal Tax Management Hotline now. 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625.
Ladies and gentlemen, I'm about to give you a URL that can and will change your life. You will simply investigate it and look into it for your own self. Do your own research. This is an absolute 360 win for GCN, for American Tax Solutions, and for you. Ladies and gentlemen, these are top tax lawyers that will deliver you super service very, very quickly and change your life. The average person can save up to 90% on their taxes. Visit GCNTaxCut.com. That's GCNTaxCut.com.
Hey folks, Tom D for ParanormalDate.com. Are you looking for love in all the wrong places? Now you have a chance to change that by signing up free at ParanormalDate.com. This incredible dating site puts people of like minds together. People who are interested in the strange, the unusual, ghosts, zombies, UFOs, crop circles, and more. ParanormalDate.com was developed for you, people who seek a little more than the other dating services offer. You can join for free by going to ParanormalDate.com, and if you decide you like it and you want to connect with others, use the code GEORGE for a substantial discount. So many people want to share their experiences with the paranormal, the afterlife, the unusual, and this is the place to meet and share common interests with those of like minds. So sign up for free at ParanormalDate.com. That's ParanormalDate.com. Use the code word GEORGE and start meeting others. Get going now and connect with someone you like.
Frustrated trying to get business capital? Want to take the slow process and rejection out of the equation? GCNLoans.com removes the slow, irritating approval process. Instead, get quick, simple funding. Powered by David Allen Capital, 80% of our pre-qualified clients are approved in days. Pre-qualify at GCNLoans.com and get your money this week. It's that easy. GCNLoans.com. That's GCNLoans.com.
So far, this show has been awfully slow.
Except for the one I saw you do last Thursday.
When we were coming over here tonight, I was a little concerned about his driving. The minute he got to the wheel, I was worried. The left rear wheel, he was going to
I look around the room and I realize now, aside from Clint Eastwood, I'm the biggest name here.
And now, the professor of political incorrectness, the naysayer of nonsense, the cure for Democrat dementia, here's Joe Messina.
Yeah. Welcome back to the show. Dave in the chair for Joe. It's always a pleasure being with you tonight. And looking forward to seeing what is going to be just... Now the numbers, we're getting close here, and it's getting really interesting because we're starting to see some of these really tightening up, especially when we're talking about Fetterman and Oz. That is less than a point difference between the two, according to Real Clear Politics. And, of course, we are going to be focused on Arizona and Nevada as those numbers come in. Arizona is stuck because they just basically have all the mail-in ballots right now. But want to get the opinion of somebody that I trust very much on all things political, James Bradley. Do we have James on the air?
I'm with you, Dave.
James, how are you, good sir? It is always a pleasure to speak with you. James, you can always find James at BradleySenate.com. How are you tonight?
Doing wonderful. I've been listening in early on. You're doing a great job. I'm loving the updates. And yeah, you're right. We didn't have that red tsunami, but I think the night is not over.
It is far from over, and a lot of these holds, what I'm looking at right now, what we want to start to see is pickups. And the good news is that we've just got one pickup in Virginia District 2, that is Kiggins over Luria, that is 99% in, so that is a GOP pickup. But what are you thinking is, I mean, listen, we've all been watching the polls the last couple of weeks, and you've got folks out there like Newt Gingrich that were calling for 40, 50 seats and this and that, and there's others that are saying it might be more tempered. What was your opinion of tonight going into this, and what do you expect?
Well, I'm always cautiously optimistic, and I know that the ground game was very strong, although it's very underfunded by the Republican those that are running in the various districts throughout the nation. But I think from what I've seen thus far, it's not as great as I expected. I'll be honest with you. But I always think forward, 2024. I have some really good friends that ran in Florida, as well as Chicago and in Arizona and throughout the nation. So we've been collaborating over the time, and I have to tell you, the frustrations, but, you know, it's the economy, damn it. You think the voters would finally get it, but, you know, the results coming in. But I always look at polls, and I always question polls, you know, the legitimacy and the pollsters that are doing it. I know early on, 2 weeks prior to the election, it really did show a strong favor for the Republicans. But we're seeing it playing out this evening, not so much.
Yeah, well, I always like to look at the poll of polls, which is Real Clear Politics. And, you know, we talked about Oz. He was only up, according to the polls, by 0.4 of a point. Arizona Masters is up 0.3 of a point. Laxalt is up 3 points, so that, you know, he should win that one if the polls are correct on that one. And Walker was up 1.4%. Now I'm looking here with 88% in, and I said this earlier tonight. I don't know if you heard this. I said if Walker doesn't win tonight, I don't think he wins in December. And the reason
right,
is because he won't have Kemp's coattails. And
correct.
He needed a win tonight with 50%. Well, with 88% in, it's now Walker at 49.2%. He's going in the wrong direction. He was at 49.7% not 15 minutes ago. So there is literally a few thousand votes that are splitting Warnock and Walker. And unless something substantial changes in the last 12% of the returns, it looks like we're going to a runoff. And you know Silicon Valley, Hollywood, all of the libs all over the country are going to be sending, you know, $500 million to Warnock in to keep that Senate seat, right?
At least, yes. Yeah, the Hollywood liberal, I call limousine liberals, they have more money than sense for the most part, but they'll be throwing a ton of money into that race. Absolutely.
Yeah, yeah. I talked about this earlier tonight, but I value your opinion. I think, you know, you've been in politics, you've run for Senate, you've run for the House. What does it look like tomorrow if the Republicans have a bare majority in the House, let's call it 20 seats, maybe we've got one seat majority in the Senate. It's too early to know right now. But what does that look like for 2024 when are the Democrats going to be buoyed by this because they now have a foil in not being able to, you know, take responsibility for their actions because they've got the Republicans to beat up for the next 2 years, right?
Very good. Yeah, good analysis. What I see is Pelosi, if we take the House, obviously that'll probably be McCarthy will take the seat. If not, I think Jim Jordan. So I would love to see that. It'll be a stalemate. It'll be a good position for 2024 race. And I think we're all waiting for President Trump's announcement, I think, but a week or so out. But there'll be a lot of gridlock But I honestly don't think they're going to go moderate at this point, because I've often thought that because if they've gone so far left, and, you know, everything points to the economy with CRT and everything that we've all been victimized by, and also COVID, the lockdowns, I don't think the Democrats will let up. They're going to probably double down. So I think we're fairly positioned well for the 2024 race. But it's going to be pretty brutal in the next 2 years. It'll be a lot of work, but a lot of fighting as well.
Yeah, there will be. And I got to tell you, I was somewhat dismayed to see Trump over the weekend with the whole sanctimonious remark. Listen, I like Trump and I like his policies. I could do without the drama, as most people would agree. Right. And when I look at DeSantis, who it was a drubbing tonight in Florida, a drubbing, James. Right. I look at DeSantis and I see Trump without the baggage. What are we going to be looking at between these two?
Well, you know, I'd like to see Trump become the kingmaker at this point and get behind those candidates that really kind of can reach across the aisle, if it's even possible, but don't have that vitriol that I think most Americans really kind of found it caustic. However, if he does come out with the announcement he's going to run, they're going to live with it. He came out, you're right, I think 47% in favor with 15 or 10% for DeSantis. I thought that was a little shocking, to be honest.
Yeah. Can you stick through the break with us, James?
Absolutely, yes.
Terrific. We've got James Bradley, candidate for Senate and political analysis par excellence. This is Whiskey Dave here in the chair at Real Side Radio. Don't go away. We've got some news and commercials coming up here, and we'll be right back on top of the other side.
Stop aging now. Restore those joints. Boost your strength. Because it's official. NutraMedical has released the most exciting, powerful anti-aging supplement on the market. Dr. Bill Deagle's Red Deer Velvet DR has been approved by the U.S. Patent Office. Imagine stem cell rejuvenation all in one capsule without huge expense. Dr. Bill MD discovered that as an unborn baby grows in the mother's womb, he or she does not deteriorate or physically age. Red Deer Velvet DR, like the uterus, provides 300 biomolecules and 6 hormones protected in one special DR capsule that delivers lipid packages directly into your circulation. This patented technology bypasses the stomach and is released into the small bowel unaltered by digestive enzymes and stomach acid. Remember, Red Deer Velvet DR. Improve endurance, stimulate your immune system, increase learning ability, and even improve sexual libido with Red Deer Velvet DR. Click NutriMedical.com. That's NutriMedical.com. Or call toll-free 888-212-8871 and get on the road to a newer, rejuvenated, happier you.
Are you looking for the cheapest prices on car insurance? Then call the Cheap Car Insurance Hotline right now. Hey, you're guaranteed to save money on your car insurance. Most car insurances can be canceled at any time. That means if you find a better deal, you can switch right away. We're not just one company. We offer most of the major brands of car insurance. We're like a discount supermarket for car insurance. And it doesn't matter if you have a good record or a bad driving record. Our agents are experts at finding you the right car insurance for your needs. Our average customer saves hundreds of dollars a year when they call us to switch. So why don't you make this 100% free call right now and see how much you can save on your car insurance. Paid for by AIS Insurance.
Call 800-399-7087. 800-399-7087. 800-399-7087. That's 800-399-7087.
Thank you for listening to GCN. Visit GCNlive.com today.
USA Radio News.
The deadline for voters to cast their ballots was extended in certain counties across the country Tuesday, stretching out the timeline for midterm results tabulation in Texas, Pennsylvania, North Carolina, and Georgia. A handful of elections until this point are making history. Republican Katie Britt is the first elected female senator from Alabama. Republican Sarah Huckabee Sanders is the first elected female governor of Arkansas. Same goes for Republican Leslie Rutledge, the first female lieutenant governor of Arkansas. In Florida, Maxwell Frost is a 25-year-old Democrat. He's going to be the first member of Gen Z in Congress. And Mark Wayne Mullen, a Republican from Oklahoma, is the first Native American senator from Oklahoma in more than 100 years. This is USA Radio News.
Get healthy, not high, with 100% pure CBD powerful natural pain relief from Veterans Vitality. GCN listeners, have you ever thought about how CBD may help you? I'm sure you have heard about the many benefits of CBD. Well, here's your opportunity to try before you buy. Created by veterans and for everyone who deserves better choices, our CBD is derived from organic hemp, grown in the USA, and third-party tested. Veterans Vitality CBD saves you as much as 25 to 50% over our competition, and a portion of all sales is contributed to veteran nonprofits and events. Many of our customers have experienced improved quality of life, help with anxiety, PTSD, and overall well-being. Our products do not contain THC. They are safe, non-addictive, effective, and 100% legal. GCN listeners, get your free trial bottle of premium CBD by simply paying shipping and handling at GCNFreeCBD.com. That's GCNFreeCBD.com. Again, GCNFreeCBD.com. Offered by Veterans Vitality Premium CBD.
About to screech at them like the forced laughs of a billion art house movie patrons.
Thus, they travel from world to world, making everyone stupid in order to wipe out all thought in the universe.
My God, they're like flying television.
And welcome back, Realside Radio, final half hour of election night coverage. And I hope you're having a good time watching it all coming in here. You know, before the break, I was delighted to be joined here by James Bradley, who is just the when it comes to elections and politics, he's the guy to go to. And you can find James Bradley at bradleysenate.com. James, I got to ask you this. I don't watch much in the way of broadcast TV. In fact, I cut the cord 12 years ago. But I do watch stuff on YouTube, you know, and every commercial in my district has been, every commercial on YouTube, it's gotten nauseating, has been about abortion, about the candidates running are wanting to take women's rights away and going back to, you know, the dark ages and wire hangers and everything else. We talk about what we're looking at right now, which does not look like a tsunami by any stretch. And at the end of the night, we're going to see if this is even a red wave at this point. Do you think that was the strategy that worked? Everybody was saying that the Democrats should have focused on the economy, but did they make the right decision?
It started to look that way. Let me look at some of the issues. I'm trying to look at the results in California alone. And yeah, it's kind of dismal. But then again, I know the inside baseball. Why California, there's a certain percentage points that Republicans usually lose by or they gain. And it's very consistent over the last four election cycles. So that should tip people off. There's something wrong with the system, which, you know, obviously my lawsuit is addressing that. But, yeah, I think if in California alone, it is the abortion issue. But I could tell you from Northeast, obviously, it's going to become the real issue when the winter sets in and the fuel prices are just skyrocketing and people cannot, you know, heat their homes. That's the true issue, the economy. Of course, we're experiencing $7 a gallon in certain parts of California. So it probably won't hit us until after. But right now, looking at the numbers, they're all consistent from previous election cycles.
Our good friend Mark Moisier does not look like he is going to take his election tonight in California. Padilla won. You are inside baseball. You see it from an insider's perspective, and you came on a couple of weeks ago with us or a few weeks ago and discussed the lawsuit for election integrity. Do you believe this election had integrity?
Absolutely not. I received a report this morning up in Reading area. They've already have over, I think, 300 claims of voter fraud, people voting in behalf of someone else. So, yeah, it's consistent. But, you know, until we do have free, fair, and honest elections, it's going to be that way. And that's why I took it upon myself with election integrity to really address the issue head on. And that started in 2021. We're now, by the way, we can't say too much, but we did get a favorable ruling in the Court of Appeals. So we're real excited about that. They do have until the 17th of this month to do any appeals to the appeal process. But we're hoping that we can get remanded to lower court and get right, you know, start getting into the issues that we face here in California. But, yeah, I'm looking at this. I have some great friends that are running for the House. It looks like LaMalfa retained his seat. Let's see, Huffman, Democrat in House District 2, is there. All the numbers are very consistent, David. It's just, it's predictable, sadly, but very predictable.
Yeah. I have this feeling that there is always shenanigans, and whether we call it 2,000 mules or voter harvesting or whatever you want to call it, and when you have elections that are literally this close, where you've got, you know, millions of votes and the vote is down to 1,000 or 2,000 votes, those margins count. And when we're talking about Warnock and Walker, right now Walker with 88% in is 49.2, Warnock is 48.8. This is going to run off, folks. And the integrity of those elections, it needs to be, we have to have this discussion without being called an election denier. This is what you're doing, right?
Oh, absolutely, yeah. They love to call us election deniers, and I put us in the same rank as Hillary Clinton. And, of course, the failed second failed attempt of the governor there in
Stacey Abrams.
Yeah. So I guess we're all in the same boat. It just depends what party and how much the vitriol they want to throw at you and call you an extremist.
Yeah.
But I feel great things going to happen. I want to give everyone some hope here that it's the doers, not the talkers. And that's why I put most of my efforts last election cycle running for Senate to get things done, as opposed to getting out there in front of the public saying, you know, the jib job, you know, making promises that I couldn't keep. But I think it's going to be not the tsunami we expected, we hoped for and prayed for, but 2024, we got things in place. We just have to continue moving that ball upfield. But, yep, those numbers are very consistent. And
plug your site and where people could find more information about the Integrity Project, the Voter Integrity Project in California, right?
Yeah, it's in California. Yeah, it's the one that actually made it true. And the way we did this is not a Trump lawsuit, by the way. This is it's a civil rights lawsuit, and it was based on standing. That's why we went to the Court of Appeals. But, yeah, if you want to go, you can go to my website. It's bradleysenate.com. But you can also go to Election Integrity Project of California, and that's EIP hyphen or underscore CA.org or com. And you can find out more information there with give you some updates.
Okay. All right. We're taking a look here. The Senate races, these are going to be coming in. Once we start getting movement in Arizona and Nevada, that's going to be the most watched races of the night. I think it's going to be really hard for us to say anything other than Georgia's going to a runoff at this stage. They're practically even. And Pennsylvania hasn't moved at 79%. Fetterman is still up. 0.9%, 49.2 to 48.3. I've talked about this earlier tonight a couple of times, but I'm fascinated and I just want everybody's opinion on this. How does a moderate state like Pennsylvania, Yeah, you've got Philadelphia with the crazies in there and 100% voting for Biden. Okay, and deep blue Pittsburgh. But the rest of the state is relatively deep red. How does a Fetterman get 50% of that vote? What does that say about us and our culture and the times that we're living in right now?
That's shocking, to be honest with you, especially after the debate. You think people would be bold and understand, really, he's not really up to the job. intellectually as well as psychologically, because he clearly has some issues. But, yeah, honestly, it really goes down to not the vote, because everyone's voting the way they want to vote. But as one, as Stalin said, it's who counts the votes. And it goes back to the integrity of every election. And we all know that Democrats love the mail-in ballots, right? And those, I have to tell you, down in Orange County where I live, the turnout was enormous in the rain, people standing in the rain.
Yeah.
But even then, the numbers are coming back that are not what we expected. We expected that red tsunami. But how's Kerry Lake doing?
Well, unfortunately, the numbers haven't changed yet. We're looking right now in Arizona. It's still at 51%. So we can't gauge these numbers. Hobbs is 56.8%. Lake is 43.1%. But they've stalled out because basically the 51% is all the early votes, which, as we know, are Democrats. And they're now just starting to go through the count for today. So that's been basically at 51% for the past hour. It hasn't moved.
Have you looked at the map, though, in the precincts, who he's reported and what percentages?
It's a good question. Let's take a look here. I'll bring this up here for you. We've got about a minute left before the break. And by the way, Katie Hobbs is in charge of the election. How does that happen?
Well, it's like Shirley Weber here in California. Yeah.
Yeah, it's incredible. Maricopa County, which is the biggest county, it's got Phoenix, of course. Again, with this 53.1% reporting, it's 58% for Hobbs and Kerry Lake. Anyway, James, we've got this hard break here. Give everybody a quick website where they can find you.
BradleySenate.com. Reach out to me. I answer the phone, by the way.
We'll talk again real soon, my friend. Thanks so much for joining us tonight. Have a good one. And, folks, I'll be back here after the break, and I think Joe's going to be joining us. Don't go away, folks. We'll be right back.
Like most Americans, you can see things are out of control. Global problems have local consequences, too many of them. And if the next news headline spins us into chaos, you'd better be ready. Grocery store supply chains are only as strong as their weakest link. Don't wait for them to break. Today's the day to secure emergency food for everyone in your family. My Patriot Supply is America's largest preparedness company. Our specially packaged and delicious food stays fresh for up to 25 years in storage. It'll be there when you need it. Go to MyPatriotSupply.com and pick up several emergency food kits. There are a dozen different sizes that average over 2,000 calories per day. As we all know, calories equals energy equals survival. And as you'd expect from a true preparedness company, our food kits are in stock and ship quickly. Those who know what's coming are preparing today. Go to MyPatriotSupply.com. MyPatriotSupply.com.
Stock market have you nervous with massive fluctuations? With the impact of inflation and the upcoming midterm elections, it's virtually impossible to guess what will happen next. But with Vantage Point, you won't have to guess. Text MONEY to 813-813 to find out how you can forecast market trend changes with up to 87.4% proven accuracy. That's right, 87.4%. Text the word MONEY to 813-813 and find the consistency and confidence you've been looking for in your trading. Vantage Point's patented technology analyzes huge quantities of global data in seconds. No more guessing when to get in or out of a trade. Text MONEY to 813-813. We'll send you a link to our free live training. Protect your hard-earned capital with Vantage Point.
Trading involves financial risk and is not suitable for all investors. Past results do not guarantee future performance. By texting the word DEMO, you agree to the terms available at VantagePointSoftware.com/terms and consent to receive calls and text using automated technology or pre-recorded voice about offers or info by or on behalf of Vantage Point. Your consent is not a condition of purchase and can be revoked at any time. Message and data rates may apply.
Text MONEY to 813-813.
At Social Security, we are always thinking of ways to save you time and make things easier. That's why we created My Social Security. Opening a My Social Security account gives you secure access to your personal record and interactive tools tailored for you. You can see if you are eligible to receive benefits, view spousal benefit estimates, and compare retirement benefit estimates at different ages or dates when you want to start receiving benefits. Already receiving benefits? Use your account to change your address, set up or change direct deposit, get a proof of income letter, and more. In most states, you can also request a replacement Social Security card. Save time. Go online. Open a My Social Security account at ssa.gov/myaccount. Social Security. Securing today and tomorrow.
Produced at U.S. taxpayer expense.
Jake was in big trouble with the IRS. He owed how much?
$92,000.
Ouch. The IRS left no room for Jake to breathe.
They put a lien on my house, took all the money out of my bank account, took money out of my paychecks. So it was a nightmare.
He needed help fast.
I figured that all these companies were the same until I called Federal Tax Management. You could just tell they knew what they were talking about. Right then and there, I felt like I had some hope.
Stop the liens, levies, and garnishments fast and qualify for one of several special IRS programs that could reduce or even eliminate your tax debt. So, how'd it go for Jake?
They did what they said they would do. They came through for me. I ended up saving an unbelievable amount. I was so jazzed. I was extremely happy.
If you owe more than $10,000 in back taxes, take Jake's advice.
Give Federal Tax Management a phone call. If they help me, they can help anybody.
Call the Federal Tax Management Hotline now. 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625.
Life can be full of risks. One thing you shouldn't take a risk with ever is your family's health insurance. If you're self-employed or you now need affordable health insurance, you need to make this free call right now and see how the Health Insurance Helpline can help you get it. We specialize in helping the self-employed and people just like you that need affordable health insurance to get it. We have short and long-term health insurance plans, and some even cover dental, vision, and prescription drugs. Don't take a risk with your family's health insurance. It's not worth it. If you're self-employed or now need affordable health insurance, call right now and learn for free how to get it. Listen, affordable health insurance plans for everyone just like you are a free phone call away. So give us a shout right now.
800-670-0946. 800-670-0946. 800-670-0946. That's 800-670-0946.
I'm Slim Shady. Yes, I'm the real Shady. All you other Slim Shadys are just imitating. So, won't the real Slim Shady please stand up? Please stand up? Please stand up.
How can you do a spoken word version of a rap song?
He found a way.
And welcome back to the final segment here of Real Side Radio. And let me know when Joe joins us, if he's going to join us. I know he's very busy with everything happening right now with tonight's election, as it is coming down to the wire for so many of these races. I was hoping to have better news for you tonight by the time I got off the air, but the night is not over. This is going to be a late night for certain races. You know, I've been focused much of the evening on the Senate because I think that is where the true power is in this country. Of course, the House as well. But right now it looks like the Georgia race has come to a standstill. I'm still showing 88% with Warnock down 0.4 of a point from Walker, neither of them close to 50%, 49.2% for Walker. Again, they have to get 50% to win outright, or it goes to a billion-dollar free-for-all next month in Georgia. So the election ain't over, folks, unless there is a lot of votes in that final 12% for either of these candidates. And it looks like Fetterman is taking it right now in Pennsylvania. Oz is at 48.1% and Fetterman is 49.4%. So that's going in the wrong direction for Oz. It's now 1.3%. Not good news if you are hoping to actually have a living, breathing entity that can think for himself representing the state of Pennsylvania. But it looks like they are going to be putting the angry Shrek into the U.S. Senate, the most deliberative body in the world, and Fetterman can't even parse a sentence and communicate. What is this world coming to, folks, that you absolutely despise Republicans so much that you put in a turnip into office to represent your state? Yes, Fetterman, the turnip. Not good. Arizona still hasn't moved. We're still showing the mail-in ballots. And Nevada hasn't moved yet either. So it's going to be a late night. I will be watching late. I'm sure you will be as well, as we figure out what the country is going to look like tomorrow. And we may not know for a few days. I'm telling you right now, if it comes down to Pennsylvania, or it comes down to Nevada, Arizona, which it very might. It might be a one-seat difference in the Senate. And that will be the difference for power. One seat, maybe two, if Arizona and Nevada go. But this is not what people were expecting when they were talking about a red wave. Walker just bumped up to 49.4%. That's good news. 48.6 with 89%. Numbers are bumping up there in Georgia. Again, we are looking at Walker needing 50%. He's 0.6% away from not having to go to a runoff, which he needs. We had a GOP pickup in Virginia. Luria lost. She was on the January the 6th committee, and she got booted out. That's good news. Basically, if you were if you were on the January 6th committee and you were in a close election, you have lost this year. Talk to Liz Cheney about that. That wasn't even close. Got another GOP pickup here in Florida as well. But I am not seeing the numbers that we would expect to see in a rout, in a wave. Now, I don't know what they're saying on the mainstream media. I don't know what Britt Hume is talking about on Fox News tonight. But it's got to be a little bit of a worry and a concern for those people that were expecting a red tsunami tonight, and we just are not seeing that. What does that mean for our country? What does that mean for the next 2 years? I can't tell you right now because I don't know who controls both houses, either house. And there's a lot of governorships that are out there as well that we're waiting to see as well. Tudor Dixon is within 5 points of Gretchen Whitmer in Michigan with 44%. We love Tudor. We used to work with Tudor over at that news network that she worked at. She doesn't like to talk about that, and I don't either for different reasons. But she surprised everybody coming on strong, but right now the Detroit machine is coming out very, very heavily for Whitmer, which means the unions are coming out heavily for Whitmer as well. But I am not seeing anything in the governors right now as far as flips go. Everything is a hold. GOP hold. Dem hold. GOP hold. Dem hold. This is interesting. I got to tell you, I'm a little bit surprised. You know, the polling, they said that was going to be underrepresented by Republicans. I am not going to say that there's shenanigans yet. I'm not. But I will say that every single vote in this country counts. And I'm just starting to wonder how many people voted that died 10 years ago. That's all I'm saying. I'm putting it out there. I don't know. Just asking the question. Because if these polls, especially Trafalgar, which has always been right on, and we're not there yet, guys. We haven't finished the night. We haven't finished the night. There's still a lot of votes to count in some of these very closely competitive districts. But we are not seeing. We've got two Dem pickups, which offset the two GOP pickups that I'm looking at here. Huh. Interesting. We don't have any decisions tonight, folks. We can't tell you where the House is going to be tomorrow morning yet. It's in the balance. We don't know. And that is surprising to me. At 5 to 9 Pacific time, almost midnight Eastern time, that we are not looking at specific numbers to determine what we are looking at for the House or the Senate. Huh. I'm surprised. Speechless, yeah, a little bit. I'm surprised. How much does 50 days of voting in Pennsylvania, how much does that impact the end result? When they didn't allow Fetterman to debate Oz until 11 days or whatever it was before an election. But they've been voting for 50 days. How many of those people that will be polled, and there will be a poll of people that voted for Fetterman before the debate that said that they would have changed their mind if they saw the debate? Remember we saw the question posed to Democrats, if you knew about Hunter Biden's laptop and the shenanigans that were taking place and the pay-for-play and everything else, that has now been proven, by the way, would you have voted for Joe Biden? 17% said no. Donald Trump lost the election, if you believe that, by 40,000 votes across five states, 20,000 votes across three states. 17% of 150 million voters said that they would have changed their mind. Well, how many voters in Pennsylvania would have changed their mind if they saw Fetterman in that debate before they had the chance to vote? 50 days? 50 days. You know, for me, that's common sense. The world could change in 50 days. There's always an October surprise. And people were voting at the end of September for this guy, because he had a D next to his name. These are the questions that need to be answered for states like Pennsylvania that could determine the future of this country. And nobody seems to want to have that discussion without calling you a name. You're an ableist. You're an ableist. He had a stroke, man. Yeah. And he can't put three words together without some form of teleprompter. The man doesn't belong anywhere close to the U.S. Senate, but right now it looks like he's about to win. And Walker's down to 49.2%, and that looks like it's going to go to a runoff. So these are two really, really, really big races that I was looking for early tonight. And I didn't think that we're going to get Pennsylvania before the end of the night, but I was hoping to see Walker take Georgia at 50%. And he just can't seem to get over. He just can't seem to get there. Now, there's still 10% of the votes left. Anything can happen. And it usually does. Like water main breaks and all sorts of shenanigans. Isn't this sad that I'm actually asking these questions? I shouldn't be asking these questions. And mainstream media won't ask these questions, but somebody has to. James Bradley does. 50 days. That's incredible to me. Absolutely incredible. All right, folks. Listen. None of these elections results have been called yet in these big, big Senate races. Watch them late tonight, tomorrow morning, and we'll be back with you talking about this. Joe will be back tomorrow night. And I wish you Godspeed, God bless the USA, and get some sleep, folks. Good night, everybody.